Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and it's wonderful to have a little time with you. It's always fun to begin one of these reflections and then have a felt sense of some people I've talked to recently who listen in here, so to speak. We listen in with each other. We sort of lean into some quiet and reflect with one another. My hope always is that whatever I share might stir your own heart and that you might take time then with what rises up within you. That this might be a sample. like in our beams in the chapel and the ones in our house of peace where it's carved, that you and I might taste and see the goodness of God. Carved in the beams over our table in the house of peace, our hearts are marked as well with this invitation. God invites us to come to the table of God's word. But not only that, when we're living a path, a habit of Lectio Divina, the sacred reading of the word, it's also a reading of our own lives. Indeed, our lives is Lectio, to walk within the meaning as it rises up and becomes its own texture, textile, the wovenness, as textile is, of threads of other people's lives and moments, and also the landscape of our world, the land where you are. So it's the literature, the Word of God, as it is in human literature, sacred, lifted up for us among peoples, our own life as it lifts up and has its own, we might say, topography, high hills and valleys and spaces, and the land itself. To taste and see it all, to, as we are right now, just taking a little time with it, letting it take time with us, letting it, like bread rising. The word is bread for us, and we break it together often, but right now we're breaking it, yes, together, but possibly you're having a little time in a place that you enjoy, a place where you're able to sit and be quiet, treasure a little bit of quiet, a little bit of solitude, and the simplicity of a place like that, so that you and I can get up again and serve. We talk about these as movements in our lives and at the mountain sometimes, the three sisters of Our Lady Wisdom. Wisdom has the call, the invitation to us, the richness of silence within her, and then solitude and the simplicity of a time and of our own hearts. The ancient call is to purity of hearts, simplicity, openness, and Ephesians' ability to see with our heart. But it takes seeing the food we need of the word and of our own lives and of the land to be nourished. Bonaventure tells us how much the earth and all of creation is another text, another weaving of God's love and hope and faith before us, under our feet, around us. And so I'm inviting you and I to just a little bit of time of this sort of reflection, where there's a convergence of the world we're in within us, that you and I bear what's going on in the world, and some of it's very painful, troubling, indeed terrible illnesses that are threatening people in some countries now, devastated by Ebola and other diseases, the disease as well of violence, of war, of treachery between peoples of the same religion or of other religions. We can observe this, and in judging it, it brings me to a type of hurt and sometimes a type of anger. And right now, I'd invite us to be alert and sensitive to it, but also to feel the food, sense the word, the nourishment of the saving power of God's word for us, who tells us he will never be alone, we will never be alone, that God is moving in us now, bringing us peace. God is the way, the truth, and the life. If you're a Christian, you're familiar with that phraseology. It's the Tao, the rising up of God within us. There is a path. In the midst of disease and treachery and difficulty, there is a way. And we find that in the landscape of our lives and in the goodness of the earth when we can visit it as a place also of prayer. and certainly the Psalms and other places of nourishment in God's Word. So rather than speaking a lot today, I invite you to those, as we might call them, resources, those streams of living water that are there for us. Word and the sacrament of our own life, the sacrament of the earth, each vestiges, actually manifestations, we might even say, imago, images of God, lively present to us. And like the beams of the house of peace, they build a good home for us. They structure, they rise up and lend security and a bit of comfort, safety to us who abide within a house made of word and reflection and table time with each other, when the word is also some of our food. Take a little time then now, and in your own way, know that you're in the communion of others, and we are in the company of one another right now. We are breaking bread, truly. The bread of our own lives opens now in this quiet. Our very moment here is food for our next moment. We hear that in Luke's gospel very beautifully put out for us, and it was a passage I shared this weekend, and I offer to you now that one of the guests on hearing this said, blessed are the ones who dine in the kingdom of God. And the one throwing the banquet replied, a man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. And when the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servants to those who were invited, and he said, come, everything is ready now. And we remember that some of those invited didn't make their way there, and then others were invited. So right now, you are, I am, we are, others are invited to this moment, the food of this time, the quiet of this reflection. Simply to dine on this so that we might, in our own lives, distribute the deep gifts that God has given us for the nourishment of others. We find our way to the table so that we might then find our way to service of others. But right now, come to the table. Everything is ready now. The reign of God is in your presence. The word is food. God's peace abide in your heart and allow you to find the food for others, for our hungry world.
I thirst, I ache, I hunger, I